Welcome to Dish Nation!
All right, y'all, did someone tell Tracee Ellis Ross she wasn't popping?
What? The audacity. Mm.
And Cam'ron says he'll never let Erykah Badu put voodooism on him. But before we get into that, we gotta give it up for our sister! Entertainment journalist Melissa Knowles is back in the studio.
Oh, it's always so good to be back here with y'all. Y'all know I cannot stay out of this seat. But you know what? Hey, Crackout, I need to know what's coming up next.
Got you covered. Now, Uncle Shannon Sharp says he doesn't want to hear nobody being judgy when it comes to him getting his groove back like Stella. So Unc and Ocho Cinco got together on a recent episode of their podcast, Nightcap, and he has some things to get off his chest about older men being judged for dating younger women. Check them out.
If Stella can get her groove back, Shay go get his groove back.
Come on,
how
man.
Shay got his groove back?
Yeah.
Y'all didn't say no for Stella, because I remember I went to the movie and you clap it. Yeah, yeah, child. Do it, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Now all of a sudden, O'Shea trying to get his groove back. That's a problem.
There is a double standard.
First of all, Stella was a movie. Okay, calm down.
But it reflects real life.
Yeah. Secondly,
people started doing that after seeing the movie.
No, but women
people
started,
are already doing that.
Yeah.
Probably
and women
a movie
were doing that because
right?
it was such. It's been such the norm for men from the beginning of time.
Thank you. Men
have been fascinated or fixated on having very much younger women.
You know, some chicks who get a little older and they go starfish on you. You know what I mean?
Wow.
You know,
listen, that was nobody, very vivid. That
we're gonna go there. Vivid. Nobody likes a pillow princess, but here's the thing: is like the flip side is this.
Whenever
there's a woman who's like 30, I don't know, she's like 30 years old and she's dating some 70-year-old millionaire, everyone's like, "Get your check, girl!"
Mm-hmm.
Fully supporting that, but we know what's going on there.
What's everyone like?
They're like, "Get your check, girl."
Yeah, that's
good. I co-sign that.
Tana coming here with a brand new fade and trying to act brand new. Boy, bye.
Really different since you got that Travis Kelce
okay.
here.
No,
Black History Month. Coming in here trying to
Black
please.
History Month,
okay?
Right.
Okay. So if I had the opportunity to get with Uncle Shannon Sharp, what would you say? Would you say get your check, girl?
Full support. I say go for it.
He ain't no damn money, girl. He's Black.
Because he might be older, but he look young. You know what I'm saying? He's young at heart.
Shannon's got young energy.
Who?
Shannon Sharp.
His body looks like it has some young energy.
His body looks like an amusement park.
Doesn't
I love to ride all the rides.
Woo! Girl, would you put your hands up in there?
Well, y'all, honey, I am shook to my core. Now, it's the audacity for me, y'all. Now, someone had to nerve, baby, the peer nerve, to tell the offspring of Miss Ross, that's Diana Ross, they weren't popping.
What? Oh.
So during the interview, y'all, Tracee Ellis Ross revealed that she was once dropped, honey, from her agent and was given this reason. Listen to this.
The woman, the agent said to me, she said, "You just don't pop."
Oh.
She said, "You come with all these things, these bells and whistles. You're pretty, your mom's famous, you have good style, but then you get in the room and nothing happens. So we're going to drop you."
Oof.
I mean, I carried that punch for so long. I was like, oh, a person who doesn't pop. But I'm a non-popping person.
But you know what? I bet you that agent said, "I'm going to break this bitch down. I'm going to let you know you ain't popping.
Yep.
You ain't all that."
No, I really
I don't care
feel,
who your mama is.
Yep. Yeah, I feel like that's what it was. It was like, let's dumb you down.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's get that ego. Let's knock
let's
that ego
you.
Out. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because you think because your mama Diana Ross
mm-hmm.
and you think she giving all that, you know, that fancy
glamour.
Stuff that you could, yeah.
Sometimes they do that when you too popping.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They try to bring you back down to their low level.
Mm-hmm. They try to pop
so
the
where's
bubble.
That agency now?
Nah. Mm. She could buy it.
Okay, how you doing?
They looking kind of whackish.
Okay.
One time I was cast in a thing that I did not want to audition for, and I like repeatedly was like, "I'm not right for this. This is not for me." They're like, "Please just go out for it." And I was like, "Okay, great." And then sure enough, they wanted to cast me in a thing, and I was like, "I can't do it. I'm not right for it." My agent calls me up, and understandably, she's very mad. Oh. And she tells me, I'm not going to use the full word. She says, "Who do you think you are? You're not Johnny Depp." And I was like, oh, so true.
so true.
She said that to you during Black History Month?
Yeah, during Black History Month. Can you believe it?
With your fresh face. Y'all, it sounds like Sunny Houston's husband, Manny, has a little bit of a jealousy streak. Mm-hmm. So last year, Sunny had a lit 80s hip-hop celebration on The View for her birthday. Well, sis said everything was all good until Dougie Fresh got a little too fresh for her husband. She said, Dougie Fresh came out to me and, in my husband's view, danced a little too close to me. We got into the car and Manny said,
"What the bleep was that?"
Now, Sunny did go on to say she's a jealous spouse as well, so they're just a little jealous couple. What do y'all think about that?
Wait, where's the video? I want to see it.
What is it?
Wait, what? This is it right here?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That was nothing.
Bro.
That man was acting like Dougie Fresh was going, it was just a little show good, like,
wait a minute now. I'm seeing eye contact.
I'm seeing it.
No.
He's wearing shades.
Well, yeah, we've talked about this before.
I'm seeing
this
the eye
like
contact
those people.
Through the shades.
Oh, Sunny.
No, this I'm seeing the eye contact through the shades, y'all. Go ahead.
But I'm not mad at Sunny, though, honey. She invited him because that was her birthday, mm-hmm. so she could invite who you want on The View. If Manny was jealous to hell with him, honey, then he'd go do some surgeries. I would be with doggone with Manny Fresh, honey.
Oh, Manny's he's a doctor.
He's a doctor, right, yes, and she's an attorney.
Right.
So, no, look at him, look at him. He looked like a square.
Oh. Nice frames, though. I like your frames.
It looks like right now he's trying to figure out what concoction he can put together to quietly kill him.
Right. Yeah.
Sending Dougie Fresh all the way to heaven.
Okay.
No. Seven heaven.
Seven heaven. When I see that happy face.
Who gets jealous of Dougie Fresh? He's the nicest guy on the planet.
We've been together for decades. What, you're jealous?
Cameron has been linked to some of the hottest women out here in these streets, but there's one person he will never shoot a shot at. Now, recently on his podcast, Cam explained why he's afraid to sleep with Erykah Badu. Peep it.
Badu, you know, that she's a homie too, but I told can't get nowhere near me with that. Then you start wearing turbans.
Colorful yarmulkes, socks. Yeah.
Yeah. The tie-dye shirts. No. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Didn't Cameron once wear pink from head to toe somewhere?
Yeah.
And he's trying to talk about colorful socks?
Well, it was the yarn outfits. I mean, I definitely know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
She has transformed a lot of people.
She has.
And Erykah's a friend of mine, and she does have this weird aura about her. Like, don't stare in her eyes for too long.
Yeah.
Don't smell her, because you're going to think you go together. And you know what I mean? Like, and
yo, some women have that. Some women have that
she
thing.
She has that thing about it.
They definitely got that thing. Also, I just want to say, the audacity to be like, I told this woman to stay away from me and that I would never be with her. Who said she wanted to be with you?
That part.
Exactly. Like, come on.
Yeah. But y'all remember how, like, I'm scared of Erykah Badu, too,
why?
Though. I ain't gonna hold you. Do y'all, I would fear any woman who's able to sell out a fragrance that is based on her downstairs.
Exactly. It was really
good. Y'all remember when she sold out the downstairs?
I bought two of those candles and ate them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she does have some beautiful eyes. You know what she looks like? Erykah Badu looks like that friend who'll come over and sage your house for you.
Exactly.
When you first move, she's like, girl, I feel some demons in here. Mm-hmm. Let me get them out for you.
She'll do it.
And then she got that booty. Y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. What was that song?
Mysterious.
Can I get a window
seat? Baby.
I didn't know she was holding on to all that seat back there.
It was one of the best kept secrets.
That's why she didn't want nobody sitting next to her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't need nobody watching me.
All right, y'all. Up next, Bradley Cooper spills the tea on what show Jay-Z was watching when he visited Jay and Queen B's house. Details after the break. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. A-lister Bradley Cooper is reminiscing on the time he had the pleasure of visiting the Carters. That's Jay-Z and Beyonce's, their house.
Are we going
he
to
went
now?
There to discuss some potential business. And thankfully, unlike some other very popular hip-hop moguls, Bradley doesn't have any crazy stories about things getting too wild. But he does have the tea on what Jay-Z was watching on TV at the time of the visit.
Ooh.
Bradley says, I went to Beyonce's house and Jay-Z was watching Judge Judy. I still remember, I'm not kidding, and I was freaking out.
Well, you know what? I'm happy he went over there and Jay-Z wouldn't have no Diddy party.
Exactly.
That's him.
But if he's Beyonce watching was- Judge Judy, he could very well be watching Dish Nation.
Exactly. I hope so.
Very possible.
Yeah, we come on after Judge Judy, believe it or not. Yeah.
Okay. Shoot, Jay, come sit down with us. Shoot, come dish with us, Jay.
All the free publicity we get, Beyonce.
I know. We love it. I know. And that's her play cousin. Okay. You know, like, girl, you must sit right next to me.
Come over here and let us know how Blue Ivy be bossing you around.
Moving on. Well, while Jay-Z, honey, may have been watching Judge Judy, I'll tell you which judge he should have been watching. The honorary Judge Star Jones, honey. Ooh. That's right, y'all. Honey, my favorite court show, Divorce Court, is back in session. Now, I love me some Divorce Court, and I don't miss a single episode. And guess what?
What?
In honor of the new season, honey, I brought you guys a clip.
Ooh.
And just you might see a very, very familiar face in the audience.
Ooh.
Check it out.
We all do. Come on now.
This man promised me a helicopter ride. Mind you, I've never been. Do you know the day came?
What are you doing there?
I don't know why you look 23 in this shot. Like, you look wild young in that shot.
You know what? I just moisturized a little bit more and, honey, just headed on out.
Your teeth look so pretty and white, too. I noticed that.
So it don't look all that nice?
No. They're always beautiful.
Thank you. But you know, it was really nice though. I enjoyed the show, honey. But I'm gonna be honest.
Why you,
honestly.
What?
I almost cried.
Really? Why?
Because those cases. I mean, if you listen to, I mean, girl, one of the cases, the woman, the husband was cheating on the woman and whatever, and she broke up with him, got back with him. Then he left, came back. He came back with another woman's name on his damn arm. He changed to another.
No.
She wanted him to take it off, or they were gonna divorce. He refused to take it off.
Ooh, that's why you should. That's why you gotta cut the arm off.
And it was sad. I got teary-eyed. I'm like, oh, I told Star. I'm like, oh, this kind of.
Why you ain't invite us, Gary?
I know.
Well,
I want to go.
The whole story was on a Saturday, and I know you have kids, and I know Headcracker was doing soccer. I know Jesse probably was looking for a man, and Tanner was probably somewhere in Russia. I mean, no. But
we're going to get this man deported or, like, investigated, man.
He's from Oklahoma, so.
Comrade Gary.
I will scream if they really deport you to Russia.
Oh, they won't deport me. I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you so much, Gary, for sharing your experience, child, down to the divorce court. And to all of our Dish Nation viewers, if your love life needs a verdict, don't hesitate to submit your own case by going to divorcecourt.com and click on the Be on the Show tab to let Judge Star work her magic.
And, honey, if you just want to get the tea up close and personal like me, scroll down under that same tab and click the tab that says be a part of the show to sit in the audience.
All right, y'all. Well, up next, someone is exposing their family jewels. And we aren't talking about Gary's jewelry, child. We dish on the newest episode of Naked and Afraid. So come on right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, guys. So Naked and Afraid is back. New episodes air Sunday nights on the Discovery Channel. And on a recent one, a dude went after a crocodile with his family jewels exposed to the world. Check this out.
Hold up.
Oh.
Look at the bubbles.
Yeah, I see the bubbles.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, he's right here.
Okay.
Crocodile. Mm-hmm. Stay still.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Woo!
Strangers.
Oh my God.
Just, wow, just a dangling.
Yeah.
Just a dangling.
That's
just
somebody baby, man. Yes. Like, who are you gonna kill the baby alligator for, man?
And they're hungry.
Wait, that's what they're gonna
survive.
Do?
It is.
Wait, what?
Okay, let me. Yeah. I watch the show occasionally
they
with my husband.
Crocodile?
No, they're gonna try to cook it. I'm assuming now that they've already made fire because that's one of the first things you have to do on this show in order to survive. Because I mean, your butt booty naked, and it gets freezing cold in the jungle, or really anywhere if you're naked outside at night. And you're strangers, so you don't cuddle necessarily. Mm. You make fire, okay? And then you go hunt something, and then you cook it and eat it.
What they cook it with? No, I mean, that's,
they don't
you
have
know,
any seasoning.
Well, they used to not using seasoning. That's
also true.
It's a crocodile. I've had a crocodile before. It tastes like chicken, like, not even joking. the show's Naked and Afraid. It's not naked and comfortable. You know?
Like very. They have to survive for 21 days, y'all.
So what do you win at the end of it?
Bragging rights and survival.
At what point do you win clothes?
Yeah.
Can you take those crocodiles and make some purses and things? Huh?
With what? With what?
After you skin them, baby. That's a good Nancy Gonzalez.
Okay.
Could you imagine sitting on this here stage naked?
No.
Oh, that would be cute.
And I look really good naked, so, but no, I
can't. I'm close to Gary, so I would be afraid. All right, moving on.
Trust me.
But you're also close to me.
You'd have to be more afraid.
All right, moving on. Boy George is known for being the lead singer of Culture Club, and he just released a solo single called Religion, but it's not the song people are noticing. It is the artwork. Take a look, guys. It's almost identical to Aussie superstar Kylie Minogue's Tension album cover, which came out just last September, not even a year ago.
Wait,
when social media
minute.
Called George out for copying Kylie, he said, I'm recycling everything. It's all the rage.
I don't think Boy George is like sitting on a computer, like whipping up his artwork.
No, that's the person.
Whoever the company is that they reached out to, they used the same app, same template, and
just
rocked
lazy.
It out.
Just went on Fiverr and said, I'll
get you like $200.
Somebody did this Fiverr Canva. Okay. A level two seller. It's unfortunate, but you wouldn't think this would happen to artists on that level.
You wouldn't, but it did.
Right.
You know? It's giving derivative. That's what it's giving right now.
Yeah, it's giving the industry is struggling.
But at what level is Boy George on right now? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I never knew what level he was on, and apparently neither did Janet Jackson.
I mean, he was popping early
back in the day. Yeah. He had to have his full face on.
How long ago was this?
The mid-80s?
Karma Chameleon was like 82, 83.
You know that song? Wait, what song was it?
Karma,
that was Boy George?
Yeah. Then he popped again with the Crying Game. On the soundtrack of that.
The first time I heard that song, I saw some black people singing it.
Well.
What? Yeah, but black people was in the Culture Club. They were the culture.
Well, anyway, y'all. Up next, honey, someone's age, honey, is being questioned. And for once, it's not me. Thank God. Details after the break.
How old are you, guys?
I am 35. I have told y'all this many times. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. All right, y'all, it's the last story of the day, so...
Dish is it!
All right, last February, a Portuguese dog named Bobby was named by the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's oldest dog ever at 31 years old. Then, in October, Bobby passed away. And unfortunately, we can't let sleeping dogs lie because Bobby has just been stripped of his title, y'all.
Oh, no.
So after an investigation, his birth date cannot be proven. So he's no longer the oldest dog to have ever lived.
What? It really feels like somebody finessed Guinness Book of World Records on this one. They're like, my dog's the oldest dog ever.
He look old as hell. Look at his eyes.
Those eyes have been through a lot of things. They've been through the Civil War.
It's cute, though.
It's 7 years for one year, right? So like a 20, like a dog that's been around for 20 human years is what?
27.
That's
you gonna
not
make
how
me do
works.
Math right now?
It's 14. It's 140.
140. Yeah, there you go.
And I'm sure that dog wanted to check out like, at a certain point because like once you reach a certain mile marker as a dog, man, you just hope a car hits you. You know what I mean? Like,
well, their quality of life does go down significantly as they age, but it's still really sad.
My dog got attacked recently, and I think she activated the attack. You know what I mean? Like, because my dog is 15, and she's like, yo, man, like
she wanna leave.
She walked up to the coyote. The coyote didn't walk up to her.
But what if she thought the coyote was like her boyfriend
or
something?
That's what she thought, I think.
Yeah, well, she got more than she asked for.
Yeah, keep her in the house. If you keep her in the house, she's like one of those animals that's just, what they call them? Not stuck up, but she's just not sociable. So she wants
but
to socialize.
She's very sociable.
She got socialized with that coyote, too. Huh?
She had an eye out for him. My dog has one eye now.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.